Merry Christmas, baby.
Dude, it snowed overnight though. Come on, wake up and look outside. Don't you grumble at me, sassy pants. Today is going to be a great day. I know not everybody loves today or snow as much as I do, but fuck it. I am going to make sure today is a great day for us. Hello there, baby. Hello. Wake up. Yes, I will be annoying, so wake up, wake up. Come on, sleepyhead. Let's get it. Let's go. It's not every day I have this kind of energy in the morning. Let's enjoy it while we can, huh? Well, you see, if you don't get up, I guess I'm just going to have to pinch your cheeks. Mm-hmm. Like I'm your crazy, crazy aunt, and you are my child. Holy crap, like you are my awkward nephew. I will be that crazy aunt if you do not get up. Well. Okay, maybe my fingers aren't as strong as I expected, as I wished that they could have been. Well, I suppose if you don't move, I'm going to have to chomp down on your really quite lovely neck. Do you really want me to bite you on the neck? Sweetheart, we don't have time for kickiness today. It's snowing and it's great outside. All right, then. You asked for it.
I want you. Come on.
But we have friends to pick on, children to tease, and family members to visit. Huh. Babe, you're a genius. If we sleep the day away, we can ignore my family demanding we go visit them. I mean, I don't know about your family, but mine is absolutely nuts, okay? I love them, but I just hate celebrating holidays with them. Someone always gets a little bit too drunk, and someone always ends up in tears, like just straight up bawling onto the carpet. And there's always, at the very least, there's always one ghost sighting. What do you mean? Holiday ghosts are a tradition. Yeah, because the only time ghosts come out is on Halloween. The other 364 days of the year, they're waiting for that one magic night. Come on, babe. Get your head out of your ass. I'm kidding, babe. Both your head and your ass are quite lovely, okay? Come on! Let's get up! If we aren't going to hang with my family or your family, then we can at least spend as much of the day doing stupid holiday crap as we can together. I mean, I don't know. We can watch sappy movies, drink hot chocolate, you know, just fuck a little bit. Well, you see, I know someone is really into thigh highs, and I am neither confirming nor denying the purchase of some candy cane striped stockings. Does that sound good? Well, come on then! Yes! Come on! Let's go! And since we don't have to be anywhere right away, I actually made you some breakfast. I know. This is completely out of the ordinary. Who knew I could both get up before you and cook breakfast food? Sit. Yes, I'm being bossy this morning, so sit. Yes, I'm staring. Because you're so very cute when you're hungry and sleepy. What? Am I not usually in a good mood?
Am I usually the grumpy pants? Yes, because I am the very picture of stoicism, aren't I?
No, I'm just really, really happy today. Well, I've never spent a holiday with a lover before, so I really have no clue what we should be even doing today as a couple, or if you need to do anything as a couple today. Because I'm not sure if Christmas is a special couple's holiday for some people or not. But then again, I don't think it really matters if it is or if it isn't. Just being with you makes my day very special and great.
And enough of this cheese. You're probably the reason why I don't really want to visit my parents today, to be honest.
Nope, they have no idea that we're dating.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not embarrassed of you. I'm embarrassed of them, and I don't want to deal with their bullshit today is all. Well, you see, they're racist homophobes with a penchant for xenophobia. I know, it's a great combination, isn't it? I know that they will find something wrong with you. And I don't want today to be ruined with their backwards thinking. Baby, I just want one holiday that doesn't devolve into arguing over the fact that they want me to marry someone from my ethnic background in particular. Sugarbutt. They lost their shit when my little brother started dating a nice Irish girl from his school, okay? He wasn't even their bragging rights child. I'm their bragging rights child. I don't want them to hurt your feelings at all. That's all. At least not today. Well, I can have them disapprove of my life decisions every other day of the year, okay? Today, I just want to be happy and joyful and filled with unabashed optimism. Because why not today? I'm here and I'm healthy, and you're here looking completely adorable and sleepy soft. There's snow on the ground and falling from the sky, and you know, sure, the apartment isn't huge, but it's snug and it's warm. Why not be happy today? Baby, you know me, okay? I don't believe that happiness is just going to come to me. I usually have to drag it kicking and screaming out of the sky and into my life day by day. But it came to me today without a fight, so why not enjoy it? Oh, are you done? All right then. Babe.
Come into my arms, my love.
Okay, sorry. That was embarrassing for both of us, okay? Me more so than you, alright? Yes, I'm a dork, and that's why you adore me, okay? Again, I am the embarrassing one in this relationship. I can carry the team. But come here. Let's just relax and have a little lazy day for now. We can go sledding after a movie or two. Oh, we are going sledding, sweetheart. There's lots of snow on the ground, and I can't wait to stuff a couple snowballs down your pants. Sweetheart, it's a winter tradition. If my hand is not shoved down somebody's pants, stuffing snow down their garters, I am just not having a good year. But come here.
Merry Christmas, darling. Here's to many more.